Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Moscow and Washington have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not been yet made as well, but agreed on little else concerning the situation in Syria. Meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees are stranded along the Syria-Jordanian border, and hundreds are dying because they are cut off from food and medical aid. The United States military is saying that coalition forces killed one of the Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wa'il Adil Salman al-Fayed was IS's so-called Minister of Information, killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Witnesses are saying Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in El Walk told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. Shabaab force consisted of about 200 fighters and a dozen battle wagons. This is VOA News. Next week, world leaders gather in New York for their annual UN meetings. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the United Nations.
Across the planet, there is a staggering 65 million displaced persons. They are on the move because of conflict, natural disasters, or extreme poverty. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene a summit about their plight on Monday with the aim of addressing the root causes and agreeing a global framework on sharing responsibility for migrants and refugees.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes.
U.S. President Barack Obama will co-host a leaders' summit on Tuesday that will seek concrete commitments from governments on funding to assist refugees and expanded opportunities for them to work and go to school. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump ended 5 years of uncertainty over his views about President Obama being an American.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
In 2011, Trump was a force behind a movement arguing without evidence that Mr. Obama was born abroad. Since then, he has refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
Imagine a president who sees someone who doesn't look like him and doesn't agree with him and thinks, that person must not be a real American. Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States.
The so-called Bertha saga continues to make waves as the latest opinion polls show the two presidential candidates locked into what amounts to a statistical tie at a time when third-party candidates could alter the race. Famed American playwright Edward Albee has died. He was 88 years old. Albee was proclaimed the playwright of his generation after his play Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf opened on Broadway in 1962. The Tony-winning play, still widely considered Albee's finest, was made into an award-winning 1966 film starring the actors Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of the program, we're honoring the passing of the giant behind the scenes, the great Rudy Van Gelder. Rudy Van Gelder was a giant indeed in music, jazz, and for all of music, because as an engineer behind the scenes, instead of making the music, he recorded the music and recorded hundreds and hundreds of the most famous recordings in all of jazz history, and it garnered for him that lifetime of work, his NEA Jazz Master status in 2009. He passed away at the age of 91 on Thursday, the 24th of August, and the whole world of jazz has been honoring him since then, and we'll join in right now, too, with another hour of great songs engineered by the late, great Rudy Van Gelder. Let's begin this hour with one of the most famous. Here's the great trumpeter, Freddie Hubbard, the title cut from his wonderful work, Skydive, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. Words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son.
The bluesy, jazzy sound of the great singer, composer, and pianist from Mississippi, any a jazz master in his own right, Mose Allison. That was a cut from one of his earliest recordings, engineered, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. That's The Seventh Son from Mose Allison's wonderful recording titled Creek Bank. This is Russ Davis. Hoping you're enjoying this salute to Rudy Van Gelder, maybe a name you've never heard before today, but he certainly was a name known by hundreds of great jazz musicians who flocked to his studio in New Jersey to record their work for great labels like Impulse, Prestige, Blue Note, and CTI. Here's more of our conversation with another artist who worked with Rudy Van Gelder, especially in the early days of his career, back in the days of bebop. He helped, Rudy Van Gelder did, Miles Davis, create some of the greatest work of his early career.
Part of your genius has been, it seems, to take groups of musicians and put them in challenging situations. Looking back over the output of your recorded work, the newness, a lot of times, stands out as much as anything. The fact that you're creating situations that force musicians to rely on their instincts rather than their habits.
That's right. It's the group of people that you associate with. It's not all me. People like Herbie Hancock, those people that I worked with, Chick Corea, and recently Randy Hall and Zane, that helped me with this other album. They're talented people, especially when they get in their creative period, you know? You know, people have creative periods. If they could just wait on that, or recognize it when it's there, I recognize it in other people, you know? I recognize it in Wayne Shorter and Herbie, Chick, Keith Jarrett, Sonny Rollins, different people, you know? Philly Joe and Red Garland.
Again, part of the message of your music seems to be yourself, and the minimalism of your own music, the pretty notes.
Pretty notes. And if you play a sound, you have to pick out, it's like the eye of the hurricane, you know, you have to pick out the most important note that fertilizes the sound. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It makes the sound grow, you know, and then it makes it definite so your other colleagues can hear and react to it.
And here's a Miles Davis session, which included John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones as his associate on the drums. Here's the song Half Nelson, recorded in 1956 in Hackensack, New Jersey, at Rudy Van Gelder's studio, from the album Workin' with the Miles Davis Quintet on Jazz America, from VOA 1.
We'll be right back.
I imagine when a young artist like the one you just heard, Kenny Garrett, the great saxophonist, went into the studio with Rudy Van Gelder to record his first album as a leader, simply titled Introducing Kenny Garrett, that knowing that he had Rudy Van Gelder behind the controls as the engineer, his confidence rose and his ability to create great music was enhanced, as you just heard with a song from that album, Redis Dance. And some things never change, I suppose. As far as dance goes, Kenny Garrett, now on top of the charts these days around the USA in jazz, with his latest release, Do Your Dance. I've got more of the work of Rudy Van Gelder, the giant behind the scenes, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a simple message I've received not long ago, and it reads as follows. Hi, listening to your show via VOA, I think it's a great show. It came from Evans Owusu, and he did not give me the location from which he's listening to Jazz America. So, Evans, if you don't mind, get back in touch with me and let me know where you are, because I always like to know where Jazz America listeners are hearing the show. I want to dedicate a song to you that is one of the most famous in all of jazz history, from one of the most famous albums of all time, of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of albums that Rudy Van Gelder engineered. This is maybe the most famous. Here's John Coltrane from A Love Supreme on VOA's Jazz America.
supreme, and love 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 supreme.
Wave of your hand. darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Oh, living for you, it's easy living, it's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but
another of the great vocalists, Etta Jones, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in his studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. From the album Something Nice, Easy Livin', the classic interpretation by Ms. Jones, here on VOA's Jazz America, as we continue our salute to Rudy Van Gelder with comments from another of the greats of jazz history that he worked with so effectively on a number of his wonderful recordings. Here's Herbie Hancock on Jazz America.
The amazing thing about my business is that it not only affords me the ability to express what I'm feeling at the moment, but it gives me the ability to exercise teamwork, mutual respect, to exercise intuition, to exercise risk taking, and with a common goal. Mm-hmm. You know, not just that I want to be the best one on the bandstand. This is it, rather than jazz being a competitive field, it's totally non-competitive, and the whole object is not only just for the whole band to sound good, but for something of value to be able to be conjured up in the lives of the people that are listening to the music, so that they have an experience.
Yeah,
you know, an experience that affords them, if you will, a sense of hope, mm-hmm. A sense of respect and a sense of caring and above all, like a deep feeling that comes from the heart.
another of the great songs recorded with the man who was a giant behind the scenes, Rudy Van Gelder, engineering, taking control of all the devices to make sure that the sound would be perfect. And it always was. We remember the late, great Rudy Van Gelder with songs like Maiden Voyage, the title cut from the wonderful release from the legendary Herbie Hancock, a living legend. Here's another song from the repertoire of a great group that worked with Rudy Van Gelder, the Modern Jazz Quartet. John Lewis, Percy Heath, Kenny Clark, and over the years, Milt Jackson and Connie Kaye, all part of that band. Here's the title cut from the 1955 release Concord on Jazz America from VOA 1. I could go on for hours and hours playing from the hundreds of releases engineered by the late, great NEA jazz master, Rudy Van Gelder. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this salute to him. He passed away at the age of 91 on the 24th of August. Well, Turning 90 years old this year and still going strong, two of the greats of jazz, two NEA Jazz Masters, pianist Randy Weston and saxophonist Jimmy Heath. I had a chance to speak with them under what they call the Jazz Talk Tent at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll share some of that conversation with you and lots of their wonderful music on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. Join me then.